And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to join us here in our first hour. This is our webcast night tonight as well, so people all over the world are looking at our radio show as we are performing it this evening live. And just so you know, just so I can give you a little bit of a live fix, it is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on the West Coast. Jay, thanks for joining us on kind of a big night.
Phil, our congratulations from the Citizens Auxiliary Police to be a part of this great broadcast event. We're very, very excited about it.
Jay, you're a group of neighborhood volunteers, but you say that it isn't quite that simple?
Well, it's not quite that simple. All the members of Citizens Auxiliary Police could have been police officers, but we just didn't want to deal with the politics involved. But to be a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, there is a long registration process. We do get as much information on you before you're allowed to wear the blue armband and go on patrol in sub-commander sub-vehicle.
All right, now this summer, with many of the kids going to public pools. In fact, we had a member of the media on last night talking about some of the bathing suits the girls are wearing. Don Berman from Channel 19.
Well, they're doing a report on it over there, and I think that it's a good start.
Well, a lot of the bathing suits are very, very revealing that the girls are wearing.
They are revealing, and that can be a distraction, I suppose, but that's why we're making our presence known at public pools throughout the area, because we have one thing here, Phil, I know you're aware of it, and probably people read about in the newspapers, called Constitution of the United States. And forgive me for being sarcastic, but you'd be surprised how many people do not get, you know, the idea of individual rights. And young women are going to wear bathing suits that show a lot, you know. And to use the terminology of a lot of these kids, when you see a young lady and it's all, you can see everything, you know, it's what he's calling making a deposit in a spank bank. And it's a very crude term. But,
well, what does that mean?
Well, it means they're staring at the girl. And that's where we, you know, a little bit of a red flag goes up for us, because I can't do anything about what the girls are going to wear. But what we can do, all Citizens Auxiliary Police and other police support organizations, we can keep an eye on individuals who are maybe getting some kind of a thrill, staring at these girls up and down. A lot of these guys are contemplating, could be a very serious crime.
What we're talking about, what are you talking about, interdicting potential rape suspects?
Well, that is one of them. Potential molesters or individuals just going to stalk and otherwise harass the young lady. A lot of these guys, most of these men, and many are female who might be working in association with a man. We have to keep an eye on these individuals because, as I said, a lot of these guys, they want to drop something in the spank bank, you know, maybe that's just it. And you can make a girl very uncomfortable with that.
Are you? You're then at the pool. You're on the sun decks, and you're near the changing rooms where the bathers are, where these girls are, and you're uniformed.
That is correct, Phil.
And you are looking for men who are eyeing girls.
Well, we're looking for guys who are wearing sunglasses primarily, because that is the man who is able to hide his eyes, so he can look at every, you know, basically every crack, you know, crevice, and he is, we think that is something that has to be at least looked at, because he might be contemplating, might not.
Now, you are not the police. You are,
Well, we are police in a support role, okay? We're not in anyone's face. We'll probably have on some kind of bathing suit ourselves, in fact.
How do you spot these guys that you say are looking at these girls in a way that may not just be? How do you know they're not just looking at them admiring a girl?
Well, I don't know, you know, so what you mean by admiring a girl. I think any girl is out wearing a thong or a very slight bikini, and you can see everything that is revealing. You look at people wearing sunglasses, for starters. In 90% of all cases, that's a dead giveaway, because it allows a perpetrator to look the girl up and down who's maybe wearing a thong or what have you, and he can even let his eyes linger on her wearing these sunglasses, and you don't know. He may be waiting for her to bend over or turn her body in such a way so he can get peek. You know, like we say, if it's just a matter of the spank bank, that's one thing, but it could be, and we are very concerned about it.
Yeah.
We are very concerned about the safety of girls at these public pools, Phil. Very concerned. And I think mothers are very concerned. Fathers are very concerned. When you have these guys out there staring your daughter up and down, let me tell you something. I don't have a daughter. I do have a son. And I hope someday my son is not sitting by a pool wearing sunglasses and looking a girl up and down like she's, you know, like he's trying to see something.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, the question that I have here, Jay, and it's you are it talked earlier about the rights of young ladies to wear the kinds of bathing suits that they want to wear.
Absolutely. That's very important.
Okay. What about the right of a man to look at a pleasing or pleasant female form?
Phil, I've got no problem with that at all. What I do have a problem with, and what Citizens Auxiliary Police has a problem with, and we're just about saving lives. I don't really care what a person does with his own private time. I'm not trying to tell a man how he's going to get his cheap thrills. Do whatever you want. Where we come in is when we feel that a crime may be in the process of being thought about being commissioned. And that what that means is...
Well, you're thought about being commissioned, okay?
Well, it's called reasonable suspicion. You may not know what that is. That's a term the police use. If I see a man wearing sunglasses and I see his head going in an up and down motion, which is almost like in a nodding motion, well, what he's doing, Phil, essentially, is he is looking at that girl from the very bottom of her feet all the way up, very slowly up the top, and he is doing what we call a scan. It's called, you know, for want of a better word, we use it around the states, called a cheap thrill scan or get your cookie scan, where he is looking her up and down, and he is imagining what he's going to do to her. And I'll tell you something right now, it's pretty scary. Where we come in...
So where you guys come in is you are looking for this individual.
We are looking for this individual. Any guy with sunglasses on, we will approach him. And again, we're just about saving lives. I'm not trying to tell him about how to live. We'll go up to him and we'll say, we'd like you to remove those sunglasses, please, because we have something to talk to you about. Now, if he resists removing the sunglasses, we got what we think is a step two perpetrator. And we have to bring in another additional couple of officers where, just a sheer force of numbers, one can sneak up, if you want to use the term sneak up, we can come up behind him, sneak up, take the sunglasses away, and then run. Now, what will happen is that individual is probably going to chase him. While our subcommander is being chased by the individual whose sunglasses he took, we have that opportunity to talk to any woman that may be with him. Well, I tell you something, ma'am. We have a gentleman here who we think is a stage two. He was looking up, trying to see something. You know, that girl bent over, he's trying to look and see. He could be, you know, putting something in a spank bank. Maybe not.
What do you mean by the spank bank? What is that? I don't understand.
That, Phil, that is harmless looking. But when a guy is looking at a girl in a very sexual way, not just for the spank bank, but because he is trying to almost think, you know, is it mentally raping her? And that's what it is, really. It's mental rape. And
mental rape. All right. I don't know if there's no law against mental rape.
Well, there's no law against mental rape. There's no law against me walking up to that man and asking him to take his sunglasses off so we can see his eyes. So we know where those eyes are, so we know that those eyes are not pondering or scanning some young girl who is in a, you know, is wearing a bathing suit. You can see everything that she has. And so what we will say to him is, you remove those sunglasses. If he refuses, we will remove them from him. We do not want that to happen. Generally, we are able to retain the sunglasses because once we reach the asphalt of the parking lot, he's in bare feet. He doesn't want to pursue the chase. Now, the point is...
Well, you're stealing a guy's sunglasses, though, and...
Well, we're not stealing them. What we're doing is we're appropriating them for the time being so that his eyes are not covered up and he's not performing an act of mental... He's not mentally molesting this girl.
All right, young girls in the bathing suits, the real skimpy bathing suits, and the men that are looking at them. The girls, you can't do anything about those suits, but the guys...
You can sure do something about men that are sitting there staring at young girls, taking their clothes off with the mental capacity to strip a woman, whatever that may be.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about the public pools, girls who wear bathing suits, that may be revealing, and the fact that there's a lot of guys ogling them and may have something on their mind that is not quite right. And that I understand, but he's walking up to any man. Did you hear what he said, Bud?
Yeah.
He's walking up to any man with sunglasses on, is basically telling them to remove their sunglasses because that's the only way we can be sure they are not mentally raping these girls. 1-800-449-8686. He says he doesn't have the right to tell the girls not to wear those bathing suits, so I don't see where he has the right not to allow the men to wear the sunglasses. 1-800-449-8686. Tonight is our webcast, the second of the summer. You can check it out at www.philhenryshow.com with your backstage pass. We'll be right back. Herb Sewell is our special webcast MC. You'll be hearing him in just a second, those of you watching the webcast on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We just want to take a peek over the shoulder of the police. That's all, just a little peek. Kind of a peekaboo.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Back with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're talking with Jay about the public pools around America. And I imagine there's a bunch of volunteer police agencies everywhere, Jay, that are involved in all kinds of volunteer policing.
Well, Phil, understand something, because I get just, sometimes I get a little bit, you know, offended by people who say, oh, you're a volunteer. What we are is a police support agency. We support the police. We take people over the shoulder. We want to make sure that things are not going entirely wrong. And certainly what we're trying to do is protect all of our young girls from men who may think that they are good fathers. But I'm trying to tell the wives out there, I'm trying to tell all girlfriends out there, when your husband or boyfriend is at the beach or at a public pool, and he is looking at a young girl, she might be 16, 17 years old, and she's wearing a bathing suit where you can see everything.
And what do you mean by seeing everything?
Well, you've seen a lot of these suits. They're called a thong, and you can see both cheeks. Well, what I mean is you're able to see their body.
I'm familiar. Okay, so a very, very skimpy string bikini.
That's correct. I think women need to know that what these men are doing is tantamount to a kind of mental molestation of those girls, because there isn't one man who is looking at an underage girl dressed that way who isn't somehow imagining his hands doing things, or, you know, even the mouth area. So that's what we're trying to do. Is it in the spank bank? I don't know.
Okay, again, the spank bank is not bad.
Spank bank, Phil, is just something, man, it's kind of, you know, maybe keep together for, you know, a later moment. You bank it, what you call banking the spank bank, that's one thing.
And, all right, I understand that, but that's not...
That's not a crime, but it's what we call red flag.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Eric, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
You know, it seems to me we're, in this situation, we're walking a fine line beyond belief, and I can't understand how they can come across and say that this particular level of enforcement is actually, he's able to enforce it. How can he enforce that kind of thing?
Well, I think I've already explained that.
Okay. So if I'm sitting at a public pool...
I spent the first 15 minutes of this program explaining exactly what our program is. I don't know if you were not listening.
Well, it's possible to generally miss something.
Let me say this. If I'm laying down at the beach, and I'm sitting there in a public beach or a public pool, I'm sitting back and have my sunglasses on, let's say there's a couple buddies, or maybe I'm sitting there with my wife, and you're going to come over to me and tell me that I have to take off my sunglasses?
If you're laying there and you're looking at young girls and you are fantasizing about things that you want to do with them, which is a form of mental rape, yes, well, you may think that's funny. Maybe you don't have daughters, but I can assure you any man out there who does have a daughter is not going to appreciate you looking at his daughter that way. So that's where we step in.
Let me put it this way. If there's girls
All right,
at
look,
beach,
sir, we don't have time for your questions. Jay said, did you listen to what he was saying?
Absolutely.
All right, then why don't you make your point, and then we can move on, okay?
The point is that we're in a situation where we're at a point of censorship, we're at a point of interfering with...
Sir, I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm just talking about my job. I don't know what you mean, censorship. That's got something
well,
to do with
TV. Well, I don't consider your job to be filling a leadership
well,
role.
Well, thank you.
1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Hendry Show here with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're talking about the public pool. I didn't mean to jump all over that guy, but I think you were right in one point. You did make your point.
Well, you know, a lot of these guys think that it's their right field to lay there and look at my daughter. I don't have a daughter. Let's say I did have a daughter. Or, you know, see, if you look at it that way, that a man at the beach is looking at your daughter, and he's thinking about touching, you know, squeezing or whatever he's going to do, squeeze an area, because he's got to, look, here's my point, Phil, and this is what I...
Well, you're talking about the guy mentally having sex with her. Is that what you're saying?
That's it. But here's my point. I'm not even sure I want my daughter... My daughter, if I had a daughter, I've got a son, as you know, Phil. I know you got a daughter.
Yes, I do.
All right. I don't think you want your daughter deposited in some guy's spank bank that you never met.
And I don't know about the spank bank thing. I understand. If you're talking about fantasies...
That is correct.
No, I guess I don't. You're right.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about guys out there who want to take our daughters... and make a night deposit in a spank bank with their picture on it. And I'm saying, let's...
Why are you using this term spank bank? You're talking about someone who is performing self-abuse?
That is correct, yes, sir. But I'm trying to make it in a colloquial way on account of people understand what I talk about. Because you've got a lot of people who listen to talk radio. I've done an awful lot of these programs. They're not... I don't want to say this, but they're not all that intelligent. They're not all that educated. You know,
I understand.
And so when you have a very low educated level...
But you're talking about talk radio listeners tend to be more educated than other listeners.
All right, but the fact of the matter is you've got a lot of people out there who are wanting to go to the beach with their sunglasses on, make a night deposit in the spank bank when they take a look at your daughter. Well, I got to tell you something right there, man. That hurts. And I'll tell you something right now. I will not allow that on account of nothing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Sue, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're talking about girls wearing revealing bathing suits and the men that are staring at them during the summer. Go ahead, Sue.
Yes, I'm listening to what's being said, and it is obvious that this man does not have a daughter. I do have a daughter. The problem is in this man's mind, and the terms he is using, I really resent this. Spank tank.
No, ma'am. I'm sorry. What I said was spank bank, and that's a term that men understand.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Spank bank.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, you don't have a daughter. You have the problem. If you're thinking this way, if you're the one that's barking and talking all this talk, you're the one with the problem. I mean, I cannot. I am offended
ma'am,
by the terms
you're
using.
You understand that there are men out there, fathers, who you can be talking to them in 1 minute, and as soon as he settles back into his chaise lounge and puts his shades on, he's eyeballing your daughter up and down like she's a piece of prime USDA Chicago beef. And
no,
well,
I think that you were probably
you don't
the
think
one.
That, I'm honest, you don't think that happens? Is that what you believe?
Not to the extent that you're saying it happens, but in people like you, yes, I think you're doing it. I think that you're covering up... Please.
Why are you?
I mean,
I am shaking thinking about it. You are shaking thinking about our group, our Citizens Auxiliary Police subcommanders protecting your daughter. Protecting your daughter from being made a part of some guy's portfolio in a spank bank exchange. And
well, you know what? It's obvious the lady's offended by that term.
I apologize, to the lady.
Let's not use that. If you're talking about a man eyeballing a girl in a lascivious way, you know what? As last time I checked, there's no crime against thought.
Phil, it's a very, very short step. I don't know if the lady remembers this guy named by the name of Neil Armstrong. I'm sure she remembers him very deeply. And he said it's a small step for mankind, it's a big step, for mankind. And what he was saying was it's a little step between looking at a girl and trying to look and see if you can see underneath her bathing suit and molesting her.
That's a very judgmental thing that you're
doing. Well,
you're assuming.
In the
you
world
are assuming
we live in.
When you look at somebody, they're doing this.
In a world we live in.
And the only thing I can think about is this is what you're doing when you're looking at a young woman.
Well,
that's
I don't know why
exactly
you'd make that leap.
Like.
Why
and
do you make that leap?
You're trying to cover up for yourself.
Why do you make that leap? Why would you say that?
I make that leap because I have heard people that talk against homosexuality very, very strongly and then turn around and 3 years later, they're the homosexual.
Are you saying
that's
that anyone who speaks
it.
Out against the molestation of children is a potential molester? Is that what you're saying? I mean,
that's insane. No, oh, no. And I speak out against the rape of women. I'm just
oh, but
saying,
not molesting children. Wow.
I mean, I speak out against that. I speak out against the rape of women. But the thing about it is you're just taking it a little bit
I know, but ma'am, how do you
far.
Know if you right now, how do you know you're not on deposit in some guy's spank bank? You. So,
all right, hold on. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Jay Santos with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, taking some phone calls. People are taking exception to some of the crude colloquialisms you're using, but your essential point is...
Well, look, Phil, here's my essential point, okay? There's a girl down in Aruba they're still trying to find. At some point during the evening on the night that Natalie Holloway went missing, there were men who were eyeballing her. Yeah, okay, you don't like the term? I'm sorry. Taking special mental photographs. They're going to go down tonight to deposit the spank bank.
Now, well, we're not talking about a spank bank. These guys killed her.
That is correct. And I can tell you, Phil, if that happens here in continental United States of the America, and I'm going to remember this night that I was on your program and I heard all these women especially. Yeah, I'll tell you. It completely befuddles me how females, when a man is trying to protect them, I think a lot of women enjoy bending over and maybe, you know, something sticks out of the suit. And
All right. Look, this becomes contentious, you know, and I don't want that.
I understand that, but to me, it's very tragic.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Rebecca, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I totally applaud you for what you're doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you, ma'am.
I'm 23 years old, and it wasn't my fault that I developed the way that I did as a young girl.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't know if it's because of what happened to me as a child, but I had many occasions where I had men staring at me the way that you stare, you know, like a mental rage.
Well, you're talking about older men who are someone's father, someone's uncle, someone's grandfather,
yeah.
Maybe someone's brother. It
yeah.
could be a man that you know. It could be a man who might be a friend of your father's. And all of a sudden, this guy's looking at you. And he wants to see. You know, he's hoping and praying that you're the bottom of your bikini bottom pops open, and is there and you can see everything.
Yeah, exactly. Like I had an occasion when I was at a pool, and I was only 13 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was swimming inside a pool in a public pool. And I noticed that these two men kind of kept following me around, and they were wearing goggles. And I was very smart for being young, and I was like, okay, what are these guys up to?
Yes, ma'am.
And they kept following me all over the pool, and then finally I went underwater with my goggles to see what was up, and I see them staring at me like all extra excited, like they're watching a movie of my ass or something.
You know something? I'll tell you something. I'm glad you called, Rebecca, because the lady that I spoke with about 10 minutes ago, Sue,
She got me so angry. I don't know what suburb she lives in.
Well, she lives in, I think you indicated to the screener that she lives in her own hermetically little sealed bubble. But, Sue, you need to get a clue. Rebecca, and maybe Sue is one of those gals that, nobody wanted to see anything. That,
maybe
she
experienced it and she's just in denial about it. I don't know what her problem was, but there are a lot of men out there, and it is scary that if they are okay with staring at a little girl,
right.
at a teenage girl
exactly
in a sexual
right,
manner, then that means if they feel no guilt doing that,
right.
then what else would they feel no guilt doing?
And I'll tell you what they won't feel no guilt doing. Filing your 13-year-old, putting your 13-year-old butt into the spank bank marked special deposit. That's
yeah,
what I'm talking about.
All right. You know, that the,
exactly.
the...
Well, look, Rebecca knows what I'm talking about. Take a 13-year-old butt, wrap it up, throw it into a bag, and put it in the spank bank night deposit.
Yeah,
to me, that...
Okay.
Exactly, and I don't know if that, you know, those experiences as a child messed me up now, but even now at 23, you know, I have a pretty good-looking body, but I do not appreciate it when men gawk at me because all of a sudden I become that 13-year-old girl again that's being
right.
gawked at in a very perverse manner.
Phil, I want everybody out there to listen to what Rebecca's been saying. This is exactly what Citizens Auxiliary Police stands for. And we have stood for. I don't want my daughter, your daughter, Rebecca's daughter, if she ever has a daughter, if you have, I don't even know what your sexual orientation is, so forgive me for saying that you would have a daughter. But you know what I'm saying. I don't want them looked at like they're a piece of meat on the hoof.
Exactly.
$2.99 a pound, out the door, wrapped in cellophane. I don't want it.
Thank you, Rebecca, for your call. All right. Obviously, there's some legitimacy to the idea that these older men are staring at girls, and...
Well, what you're hearing from are a lot of men, and women that are controlled by men disagreeing with our program. Please understand this, Henry. The women we've heard from tonight, other than Rebecca, are women who are controlled on some level by men. Their thought process and their perception of themselves is incumbent upon how a man looks at them. But young Rebecca there calls in, and she's 13 years of age, and she's basically saying to those two older guys, if you think this is spank material, hey, brother, I'll tell you what you're going to do. You go right on in there and get yourself a hustler or a swing.
Because, all right, hold on. 1-800. It's just that I feel...
No, there's no arguing now. I don't think there's any of your callers out there that are going to have the balls to call up and debate me now that I've got that wonderful young lady, Rebecca, on my side, who made the statement very clearly. Two older men who could easily go into the gift shop and get a copy of Swang, High Society, or what have you, want to look at her butt. Boy, I'll tell you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Just to let people know, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, in order to make sure that girls aren't being looked at in a lascivious or prurient manner, are going up to men who are wearing sunglasses and basically telling them to take their sunglasses off. This could be a violation of their personal rights, too. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line, naked.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're doing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Back with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The Citizens Auxiliary Police has allied police agencies around the country.
So we do, and at this time I'd like to take an opportunity to thank sub-commanders with the Beaver Brigade in Oregon, and of course the Gator Brigade in Florida. These are all support police agencies. They're trying to save lives.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Young ladies who are being stared at public pools or public beaches, are they the victims of a kind of mental molestation? Men who are looking at them, ogling them up and down, is this a mental assault, a sexual assault? Mr. Santos, with your organization...
Phil, I wanted to tell you that my rank with the Citizens Auxiliary Police is Brigadier Admiral, and you don't have to call me Brigadier Admiral, but you call me Jay if you want, or Brigadier Admiral.
All right, Jay, is your organization, the girls, you know what, I lost my place, other than to say that you're taking the sunglasses from these men.
That is correct, Dan.
All right, okay. Taking the sunglasses, even if they don't want to give them up.
That is correct. It's the only way we know of to make sure that these guys are not sitting back, getting their cookies, making deposit after deposit in a spank bank. And I'm sorry to have to put it that way, but that's what they're doing, is one envelope after the next. You know, it's almost you want to walk up to them and say, look, like you would in a regular bank, can't you just write one big check and throw it in there? But you're just making all these small spank deposits.
Okay, I would like you not to use that term anymore, because we are, I think, it's crude and it's getting us off the point.
That's fine. I'm trying to colloquially understand.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Jim, go ahead. Jim?
Hi, Keith.
Are you there, Jim?
Yes, I am.
All right,
here.
Speak up. Now, what can we do for you? Go ahead.
Well, I am agreeing with you. I think the as choice of language is absolutely ridiculous. Certainly the topic is of does have merit to speak about. But how do you know if I have sunglasses on that that's what I'm doing?
Well, sir, I can tell you it's easy enough to figure out if you simply take those sunglasses off.
So you're going to take sunglasses off everybody on the beach?
Well, what I'm saying is, as long as those girl who's underage and she's got everything hanging out and you're looking at it, I'm saving you from yourself if you want to put it that way. You know.
So every male on the beach, you're going to remove their sunglasses?
No. Only if they're in the proximity of young girls who are in a thong, tasty pasty, what they call tasty pasty, or that kind of a bathing suit. String bikini is another kind of bathing suit. You're laying there staring at her. I think it's pretty easy.
How do you know they're staring? With the sunglasses, you can't see the eyes.
I told you. You can see the head going up and down, scoping up and down, you know, scoping it out. So, and as far as my language goes, sir, you know, you're a man. You know exactly what a spank bank is. And
all right, look it. The gentleman asked you not to say it.
You what, sir?
Okay, we've lost his cell phone. Let's go to Barbara. Yeah, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Barbara?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Yes. What I'm, my opinion is that we shouldn't be taking away sunglasses from people on the beach. I mean, some people are light-sensitive eyes. And the other thing is that women shouldn't be going to the beach wearing slim to nothing. And it's like, if you wear that, you're expecting the guys to look.
What about that, Jay? What about girls wearing the suits?
Well, that's I can't do anything about that. Constitution has nothing in it about you can't, you know, you want to, you know, have your, you know, excuse my language, man. You want to have your butt hanging out, that's fine. But what I can do is make sure these perverts are not laying there. And I'm sorry, the lady doesn't agree with me, but she may be married to a man who has sort of made her think the way he does. I don't know. Is that the case, Barbara?
I am a single, divorced female.
All right, so why couldn't you understand?
Now, I'm in my mid-30s.
You're in your mid-30s, all right. It's still very possible, as a woman in her mid-30s, that you are on file in millions of spank banks. You don't know.
Can we not say that?
But I'm trying to bring it home to her.
What, that she's been looked at? She's an adult woman. I thought you were talking about underage kids.
But when Barbara was underage, some pervert checking her out, and when she bends over trying to see it all. Yeah?
When I was underage, I wasn't interested in being looked at that much. I didn't care.
Did you wear bathing suits in the summertime, ma'am?
Yeah, I sure did.
I
wore a one-piece bathing suit.
All right, but if you are, and forgive me, a one-piece...
My personal self-respect.
Yes.
I would never wear a thong in a public beach.
But here's the thing, ma'am. A one piece is fine if you're a certain body type, but if you're, you know, if you're large, you're going to be pouring out of that thing pretty good. Ma'am?
Well, then you're trying to get into specific body types and what is appropriate
exactly.
for the specific body type.
Well, what were you wearing? Is your body, I don't want to ask you anything personal, but are you big or
I'm average.
Can you give me a cup size or...
That's not necessary, is it?
That's not personal information.
I beg your pardon?
That's a little bit of personal information that you don't need to know.
Well, I'm just trying to get an idea if you're hanging out of that thing or not.
Look at... She wore a one-piece because she wanted to...
Mr. Renner, I'm in law enforcement. If you let me conduct this investigation...
Well, this isn't an investigation. The lady said she wore a one-piece because she was mindful as a child of not being inappropriate. Obviously, you had good parenting there, Barbara.
All right, well, you can sit there and lick each other's rear ends all day. What I'm trying to...
Would you please watch the way you talk? I got a female listener on the line.
Barbara, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm trying to protect you and your daughters. Are you there, Barbara?
I'm here.
All right, I'm trying
yes.
to protect you and your daughters. From, you don't like the term, I'm sorry, but I don't want you and your daughters to be, every time someone logs on and does internet spank banking, that...
What do you mean by that?
You know very well what I mean. Spank banks open 24 hours.
Well, number one, I would teach my children to be properly attired in whatever situation they were
All right,
in.
Here's a good way of putting it, ma'am.
That's what I'm saying
right.
is that... If people were taught to dress appropriately, this wouldn't be going on anyway.
That's true. But here's my point, Barbara. I think I can answer this question. From 25 feet away, if I were 25 feet away from you, this is standard Citizens Auxiliary Police measure. If at 25 feet away from you, can I see your cleavage?
No.
Well, it's kind of pathetic, isn't it?
What do you mean pathetic? A minute ago...
I didn't mean to say pathetic. What I meant to say was that she obviously is not... we're not concerned.
Barbara, thank you, hon.
Thank you.
You call her hon? Boy, what are you trying to do? Make another night deposit there at the spank?
Yeah. Why don't you shut up with that, man? It's going to be... I can see it now, man. I can see the email now. I can see, you know, it's just going to be like the spank bank, spank bank, spank. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on, you know, the bathing suits that girls are wearing at public pools and the men that are staring at them, the overage men and the underage girls. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Get a piece of fat and slide off. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Just a few more seconds here with Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Melanie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi. I'm offended on many fronts. On one, the main one is that you assume that women that are calling in are being controlled by men.
Well,
I have my own opinions.
Well, how come that one girl called in and she said, "I totally support you, Mrs. Sanders." A guy.
I agree that men did. I'm sure that men stared at me as a child.
All right, and you're
My parents were always there with me. I was never left alone on the beach.
What about the girls whose parents are not there? See?
That is the responsibility of all parents. You are taking over the responsibility.
Ma'am,
if
there is a girl out there that's unprotected because her parents are drug addicts, or the mother's out.
I totally agree.
Mother's out showing it, lifting her dress up and showing everybody what she's got. And meanwhile, her daughter's down on the beach. And I'm sorry, but her daughter's down on the beach becoming.
I don't have any problem with you protecting people from being molested. I have a problem with you taking sunglasses away from men who may or may not be fantasizing about anyone on the beach. The problem is people who act on their fantasies,
ma'am,
that are fantasizing.
You were a young girl at one time. You said you were sure you were being stared at.
I have a 14-year-old daughter myself.
Hold on. Can you assess for me how many spank banks you think you're on deposit in?
It makes no difference
to me.
Well, I'm telling you right now, the spank bank is...
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.